Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And for my next number, let me present to you Superman Comes to Oxnard.
And if I'm my own superhero, I'm gonna have to save myself. Check on me from time to time, 'cause we all need a little help.
If Superman's space pod landed in my city, he'd probably be found by Mexicans, grow up liking black music, and would most likely fall in love with an Asian girl. If Superman's space pod landed in my city, I suppose he'd be another alien in line for government services, a white guy vulturing for culture, like most of us. His mismatched tattoos would mark his search for identity. I'm thoroughly convinced Clark Kent would be on antidepressants when complaining to his teenage friends about how hard it is being so powerful and unable to show it. The homies that knew his secret would all give him a resounding, "Get over yourself." Then take him to the side of the road where a makeshift cross, flowers, and stuffed animals would mark the spot of another child taken too soon. He would be tempted daily to misuse his powers in order to feed his family, be stopped on the street with literature, English on the front, Spanish on the back, beckoning him to Jesus or Jesus, depending on what side he read first. Either way, he would only see another god as competition. On hard days, Superman would eat lunch alone in the field, away from the other kids. I'd probably find him there first, 'cause I often did the same. Under gray skies, he'd spread his bright red cape upon the grass, and we'd sit and discuss hip-hop, video games, and the complexities of women. He'd ask, "Now that we are friends, did he have a pass to use the word nigga affectionately?" "No, Superman, you may not." Clark Kent would wince as the school bell rung, calling us back to class. Not being able to play sports and his clothes and shoes being secondhand, he'd often be the target of ridicules and spitballs. Of course, the Man of Steel is fast enough to dodge one, but not the other. After school, he would fly to the roof of his apartment and imagine what his life would be like if he landed somewhere safe, like Canada or Kansas. See, California expects us to be a star or nothing at all. At night, the sirens of the city are merely ambient noise, so he doesn't move a muscle. Although he survived hurling through space as a baby, not even the last Kryptonian has the power to fight oppression and gentrification. It's almost time for dinner, Superman. Make sure your brothers and your sisters wash up. We have tamales left over from Christmas. We are celebrating because your father finally got his raise, and I can get you those shoes you wanted. No, not the Jordans, but the Nike Cortez are on sale at the outlet. It's still Nike, it's just as good, right? Maybe then you won't get teased so much, mijo. They just don't realize how special you really, really are. Shh, keep your chin up. Don't cry, Clark, don't cry. It doesn't matter if you save the world. Right now, baby, I just need you to be strong enough to love yourself.
And if I'm not, I'm gonna have to save myself. Check on me from time to time, 'cause we all need a little help. And it's so hard for me to love my reflection, but I'm the heart of God, so I am a piece of perfection.